say to union, you say yes. Union. Union. When I say union, you say yes. Union. Union. When I say union, you say yes. Union. Union. When I say union, you say yes. Union.
On Friday, August 3rd, about 75 members and supporters of SEIU Local 73 demonstrated at the University of Illinois here in Chicago. They demonstrated in front of the offices of President Stuckel, who just recently gave himself a $19,000 raise. This is more than some of the people in the bargaining unit are making. SEIU Local 73 is now in contract negotiations and has been in negotiations for a year. They're fighting for a good contract, and this rally was in support of their fight. The first person we'll hear is a union steward, Willie English.
Union! When I say union, you say yes! Union! Union! When I say union, you say yes! Union!
We just want to let Chicago and want to let the world know the struggles that we're going through here at UIC. As George said, we've been fighting for a contract since October 1st. So we've been fighting since October 1st for a fair contract. We've been fighting for equity. With the Champaign-Urbana campus, they're making at least $2.10 more than some of our job classifications here at UIC Chicago. We've taken it to President Stuckel. We've taken it to the negotiating team for UIC, and they don't seem to feel our pain. They don't seem to feel that it's necessary for us to have equity and parity with the UIC campus. We're doing the same jobs that they're doing down there and the same classifications. Why is it that they won't pay us the same money that they're paying the employees down there in Champaign-Urbana? Are they doing more work than us? No. Are they been on the jobs longer than us? No. The jobs are the same and the work is the same. The classifications is the same. So why are we getting the same pay? So we're here today to make a statement to UIC. Stuckel just received a $19,000 raise. $19,000. $19,000 is more than some of us make per year. Plus he received 6 more vacation days. So he's up to 30 more. He's up to 30 days vacation. And so, not to mention all the other fringe benefits that he get. And we can't get a $2 raise. We can't get a $1.08 raise to be brought up to pay equity. They tell us that they don't have the money. But we look around this UIC campus and we see that they're tearing up streets. They're building new buildings. They're tearing down, buildings because they got to spend that money on something. If they got to spend that money on something, why not give it to the service people? Why not give it to the people that's working hard to keep this campus afloat? Why raise the students' tuitions? The tuition is already too high. So why raise the students' tuition? We're not taking it anymore. We're going to stand here today and we're not taking it anymore. We're fighting back. The only reason they say that we got what we got last time is because we bargained for it. Well, we're here to serve notice today that we're not taking it anymore. We want pay equity. We want seniority rights just like everybody else. Just like everybody else, we want it, and we want it now. We want it when? We want it.
When I say union, you say yes. Union. Union. When I say union, you say yes. Union. Union. When I say union, you say yes. Union.
Hi. Thank you for coming out, but the thing is, we've been fighting for a year for a fair contract equity. And yes, it is true. We have people working in our department that doesn't even make $19,000 a year and been working there for more than 10 to 20 years, which is really sad. The thing is, I think it's a racial issue, actually, to me. That majority of the people down in Springfield and Champaign-Urbana are predominantly white, and the majority of us are African-Americans and Latinos and Mexicans. And then we working with such a short staff. We very understaffed in the UIC at Chicago. Majority of the workers in my department are temp service workers, students that they improve tremendously. These kids work every day as we do. They don't get benefits. If they call in, they don't have any sick time. They make them work on holidays. They just basically abuse everyone for the UIC campus. So the best thing we have to do, we don't have to pull together. We don't have to work as one now. Because without unity, we won't get anything. We won't get anywhere. Thank you.
Everybody, we ain't gonna take it no more. Everybody say, hey, hey, we ain't gonna take it no more. Everybody say, hey, hey, we ain't gonna take it no more. Everybody say, hey. Hey, we ain't gonna take it.
Yeah, Ilka talked about this Old Navy they're putting up in the commercial space of the South Campus. And Old Navy has been accused of perpetrating indentured servitude in U.S. territory. So that's the sort of thing we fought against in UIC Students Against Sweatshop. But it looks like we have a form of servitude right here. University mistreating its workforce. The UIC has a history of treating its community with impunity. You got Stanley Fish driving a green Jaguar, head of LAS. You got Stuckel making over $300,000. And people who are working hard at the ground level making hardly enough to survive and support a family. Now, what kind of perverse situation is that? We're in an institution of higher learning. We're supposed to be transmitting ideas of morality, of treating people fairly and decently. And what are these rich people doing here? They're soaking in the money at the expense of good, hard-working people, hard-working students, hard-working people living in the community.
No more. Everybody say, hey, hey, we ain't gonna take it no more. Everybody say, hey, hey, we ain't gonna take it no more. Everybody say, hey.
Hey, I was talking to Bill yesterday, and he was telling me that one of the things that the administration has been saying when you guys come to the bargaining table is, we can't afford pay equity because this is about teaching, this is about education. Close to 50% of the classes at this university are taught by part-time, contingent faculty, many of whom are graduate students, many of whom make less than $11,000 a year. It's not about the education. It's not about the teaching. So now we have this crisis in the university system where there's no pay equity. They're paying many of their teachers substandard wages. They're increasing the tuition for the students. And you just stop and wonder, where's the money going? Where's the money going? What we have, Stuckel and his big raise. It's also going to things like the multi-million dollars that they pay to a union-busting law firm to bust our union, and I'm sure that they're consulting them on you guys as well. The money's not going to the public that the university is meant to serve. This is a public institution. This institution is funded by the money of the public. This is an institution that should serve the public. And so that's why I think we're here today, to stand together in solidarity and support one another in these struggles to force the university to once again serve the people who in fact pay their salaries.
Hey, hey, right? We ain't gonna take it no more. Everybody say, hey, hey, we ain't gonna take it no more. Everybody say, hey, hey, we ain't
gonna
take it no more.
Because our struggle a little bit has been for not only the person, but we want our future to have an education and be able to come here to the university without paying the elite tuition that they're trying to make the city university into. I'm also a student here, a graduate student in the urban development program, and well, our struggle in Little Village is that we see everything connected, because the university is also expanding south and they want to gentrify our community. And in Little Village we said the line draws here. You're not going into our communities and they're kicking us out. Well, in this new millennium we're coming out, and we're coming out strong. We also want to call attention to you, which we're reaching out to the students, we're reaching out to the workers, because we know that all of us have one thing in common, and at least that's human respect, dignity, and we will not let these elitist rich pigs come into our communities and our workplace and tell us that we are not a part of this community.
Union, you say yes, union, union. When I say union, you say yes, union, union. When I say union, you say yes, union.
Talk about a good coalition. What I see here is a great coalition. And what's brought us together? The university has, but it's brought us together for the wrong reasons. It's brought us together because what it's trying to do is push everyone down. It's trying to push the community back We've heard about what they're trying to do in Little Village. They're trying to expand their borders without trying to deal with the community in a fair way. They're super exploiting the students by paying them less than $11,000, trying to prevent every effort that they have at organizing. That doesn't mean that it'll stop there. I know that the graduate students are going to keep on fighting, and it's going to have to mean that we all work together for legislative change so that they have the pure right to go ahead and organize and be part of a union just like the rest of us are. And what we see is that we have a coalition of people that are coming together because they are sick and tired of the university's arrogance. We are sick and tired of someone like Stuckel who dared, at the same time that he's telling us that he does not have enough money to go ahead and pay our people a fair wage, this same man had the absolute arrogance to go ahead and give himself a $19,000 raise. Well, he's going to have to pay for that arrogance. And the way that he's going to pay for that arrogance is that the unity that we're forming today in our common struggles is going to continue to grow. And they're going to see, because the Board of Trustees meeting is coming in September. And we want us all to be there in much greater numbers because we have a big message. We want to make that university accountable. This university is using $350 million of state funds, which came from your taxes and my taxes and everyone else's taxes. What he's doing is he's taking $350 million of state funds and using it in the wrong way. We need to make the university accountable for using state funds in the proper manner. And that means that every single entity that has any kind of interest in this issue has to come together in September for this Board of Trustees meeting. And I look forward to seeing all of you there. I know we'll be victorious.
When I say union, you say yes. Union! Union! When I say union, you say yes. Union! Union! When I say union, you say yes. Union! Union! When I say union, you say yes.
You've been listening to some of the sounds, some of the speeches that were given at a rally on August 3rd in front of President Stuckel's office at the University of Illinois here in Chicago. They were protesting and demonstrating in favor of a decent contract. They've been in contract negotiations for about a year. And we heard from SEIU Local 73, union steward Willie English, member of the bargaining committee, Sandra Fuller. We heard from a student and also an activist in the anti-sweatshop movement, Jackson Potter. We heard from Kate McClellan, who is an organizer for the Graduate Student Union, the Graduate Employees Organization. We heard from Claudio Gaiette, a graduate student at the university and also one of the leaders in the hunger strike for a new school in Little Village neighborhood. And finally, we heard from the president of SEIU Local 73, Christine Boardman.